So I want you to know she's not necessarily a charlatan in the sense of like, you know, she is by sleight of hand trying to, you know, do these things. The Bible actually says she's possessed by a demon. And the second thing I want you to notice is that she's possessed by a spirit of divination, which the Bible also calls necromancy, okay? Now go with me, if you would, to Leviticus chapter 20. Hold your place there. Leviticus chapter 20. In verse 16 of Acts 16, it says that it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, okay? Now, today you still have this. Palm readers. Look, in the Spanish culture, you have this a lot, where they have these, what they call botanicas, where you can go there and they'll tell your future, they'll read your palm, they'll do all these weird rituals on you in order to get information about you. They basically invoke a spirit to try to get information about you and lie, right? And you know, these people will say, well, you know, you can communicate to the dead, you know, because they have unfinished business here. How many of you have ever heard something like that? Yeah, that their spirit is stuck here because they have unfinished business. Folks, when someone dies, there's only one of two places they're going to go. If the person is saved, and what I mean by saved, I mean they believed on the Lord Jesus Christ exclusively for eternal life. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. Business is over, right? As soon as someone dies in the Lord, their body goes into the ground, but their spirit goes to heaven to be with the Lord forever, okay? Now, if that person is not saved, if this individual did not trust Christ as their Savior, they're depending on their works, they're depending on their church, or on keeping the commandments, on repenting of their sins, on getting baptized, on anything other than Jesus Christ, that person will go to hell. And the Bible says that when that person dies, they will lift up their eyes in hell, being in torment.